Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart.
The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has great things to say to us, to help us out, to help us go forward in Him. And as I learn, from the Lord my God over the years, as I learn His ways and His how wonderful He is, how He thinks of all things, how He has a plan, and He knows how to manage us. He knows what we'll do with time. He has super understanding. And the way He gives us revelation and calls us to understand things, He can give you the information you did that you need, and to keep from confusing other people, because sometimes His knowledge runs so wonderful. It's just wonderful. And it's beyond the train of thoughts of many people. He can give you information that you can't speak about, because He speaks to us in the heart. And sometimes he can give you information that, and He know how people will see you and how they'll receive the knowledge you have. He knows, He understands these things. And He thinks of everything. And He can give you information that you can't describe. But at the correct time, you'll be able to describe it. And there's many things that I've learned from the Lord over the years and being in His presence. And it's, to me, it's remarkable. Very remarkable. And I thank Him for all of it. For everything that He does. But He's precise in His ways and methods. And I ask myself, why don't people seek Him more? There were many times I expected that some of the things that the Lord did, when I try to share it, sometimes it'd be received and we talk about it and have a rejoicing time in the Lord about something that the Lord said that really was a blessing. And sometimes people withdraw from it that I didn't expect would seem to withdraw from or take it lightly. And I've always wondered why. And it can be for a lot of reasons why people do what they do or how they receive things. And the Lord knows everybody and what they're capable of receiving, what they will receive, and what they'll reject. But we expect people to be more like how we are. To the pure, everybody's pure. To those that are deceitful, they expect people to be deceitful. To people that are thieves, they expect people to be thieves. It's just the way it is. And some people are wily, and they expect other people to be wily and have an angle about something, about things. And, you know, a churlish man expect people to be churlish. It's just how, that's how people do. But I wondered, why don't more Christians seek after the Lord and learn all they can? And even though you minister things like that for years, people don't seem to go forward and learn on their own. And I've often wondered why, when the knowledge of God is available. But then, on the other hand, there are people who do seek God, and they learn some amazing things as well. And whenever I run into people that love to learn, they tell me things the Lord is telling them, and it's wonderful. But you don't run across people that do that every day, that have a relationship, a thriving relationship. A lot of people are saved, and they love God, they're dedicated. But they don't learn as much as they can learn. Because I know the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. And there's no limit to what He can show you. But the The garden gives us a clue. God said, don't eat off this tree. The day you eat off this tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. So Adam ate off it. And the first thing he did after the fall was run from God. He heard his voice in the cool of the day, and he ran. He knew he was in trouble. Now, you notice that all the animals in the garden, they were clothed from within. You know, I heard Pastor Webb say that one time, that they were, you know, they had hide or fur, shell, scales, depending on what kind of animal they were clothed from within. They weren't naked like man was naked. But man was clothed with the glory of God until he ate off the tree. And you couldn't see the glory of God on him anymore. Now, when the glory of God was there, Adam never saw what a shadow was. I don't think he ever saw a shadow before, because there was no sin on the planet. And the glory of God was there. He was clothed in the glory of God. And then with the glory of God shining as bright as it was, he wouldn't have seen shadows till it left. And the word of God didn't say when the glory of God left, but we know it did, because it's not on us now. And it would have had to be when Adam sinned. So sin does something that people don't expect. It changes. It gets in your will. And you learn to fear. And you start running from the Lord. Instead of running to him, you run from him. Now, it's important. It's very important to understand what God is doing and how he's helping us out. And we have to take him at his word and trust him. When we're drawing near to the Lord, we're taking him at his word. Sin is a persuasion against all that. Wrong information is also a persuasion against getting to know God. Satan don't want you to know him. So from the world system, it's like a no-no to seek God. The world don't want you to do that. That's out of the box of their will. People of the world don't want you to know who God is and what he can do in your life. They want to keep God a secret. And God don't want to be kept a secret. And he'll teach you, but you have to ask. You have to knock. You have to seek. Knock, seek, and ask. It will be given to you. God wants to give you knowledge. But first, you got to be humble. You got to be a student. You got to want to know things. And the more sincere you are, the easier it is to learn from him. Faith works by love. You can ask what you will, and it'll be given. But if faith works by love, then understanding develops. The more you love, the more you learn. If faith works by love, then that means it don't work where there is no love. If your heart is full of strife and anger against others, you're not going to learn much from the Lord. Not like it's hindering you. If you desire different forms of sin, it changes you. It changes your destiny. It changes your focus. And it keeps you from knowing how wonderful God is. You can't be interested in the world and God at the same time and be affected. Look at the world system for what it is. It is deadly. It is corruption. And if you let it persuade you, it's going to definitely persuade you the wrong way. But the Lord loves you, and He cares about you in every way there is, and He will help you grow and go forward. But first you have to receive the Lord and His word. And if you receive His word and do what He say do, then you're going to go forward and not backwards. You'll be able to judge what's right and what's wrong. And you'll have insight that you can't get any other way from that of obeying the Lord. I know I talk a lot about obedience and things like that. These are dynamics. These are the kind of things the Lord put on my heart, because this is where people have been lacking. Now, they have teachers that have taught every book of the Word of God. There's a lot of good teaching that have gone forth. But people fail. They fail in not getting to know who God is for themselves. If you train up a child the way he should go, he won't depart. If you train him wrong, or if he's trained wrong, he's going to have a hard, difficult, unprosperous life. He or she, whoever's taught wrong, it's hard. They have to love God to come out of deception and become fruitful. God said, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. And He acted like you could do this if that's what you want to do. He didn't say, live off others and find people to give you something. And try and take from others that have worked hard. He didn't say that. He said, you be fruitful, you multiply, you replenish the earth and subdue it. You subdue it and you have dominion over it. Now, God wanted us mankind to have dominion in the beginning. And in the end, He still wants man to have dominion over the earth. And when Jesus come back, He's going to organize the earth, the rule of man, so that man can do what he's supposed to. Now, He's going to run the kingdom forever. Jesus is. He's going to be the king of the earth forever. There'll be no more presidents, no more dictators. There'll be Jesus running the earth, ruling and reigning. And the church of God, the people of God will be there. And they'll be thriving in the Lord. And we'll get to see wonderful things take place. And we'll be able to go forward. People will have a greater vision. They will be able to see what they never could see before. And the earth will last forever, and it's going to thrive. And all the evil men and Satan will be locked away in the center of the earth in a dreadful place called hell. And my job is to share with the people as much as possible that God loves them and He has a bright future ahead. God has blessed us in every way there is. Good things are in store if you will yield to the Lord and follow Him and enjoy salvation, because God loves you. And I love you too. God is moving mightily by His Spirit. So drawing near to the Lord is good. It's not bad. But the things that hold you back, say something against it. Use your faith to work against the doctrines of devils and the things that are against God. Speak God's word over your life. Speak the word of God over your life, and He will help you know what you got to know. Because God loves you, and He has so much to say to His people. He's going to be there to back you up, help you out. But He's not going to do your job. He's not going to do your responsibility. You'll have to do your own job. You'll have to do your own responsibility. And the Lord will back you up and help you go forward. The Lord our God has many good things in place and in store for us. He's got healing in His wings, blessings of abundance. And there's nothing we can't do in Him. We can do all things through Christ who greatly strengthens us. And those who take Him at His word and trust Him, they're going to learn how wonderful God really is and what He can really do in our lives. Now those who do follow God and seek Him out and trust Him, we're going to see God's handiwork take place. They're going to move forward, do better and better in their efforts to obey the Lord their God. And if you ever see people that's totally devoted, you're going to see God's favor on their life as well. And God most times he don't spell things out. He show you things to come and help you understand. But He draw near to people who draw near to Him. And that's the key. Drawing near to God, running to His will, not from it. Adam tried to hide himself from the voice of the Lord. When he heard Him coming, he moved, he ran out of the way. And it's a tragedy when people continue to do that after Jesus has bridged the gap, after Jesus has reunited us with the Father. We can understand Him now. We have an appetite for His very word, the essence of His word. We have an appetite for it. And it helps us to become candidates for what's right and not what's wrong. It helps us to see what's true, what's a lie, what is a blessing. And as we go forward in Him and we yield to Him, He's able to bless our lives, our very lives, in a multiplied way. And you'll see Him give you information that you wanted to know all along. And you're going to love it. It's easy to see His handiwork from a position of safety. And it's also greater to know His love towards you. When you feel alone, when you feel insignificant, when other people treat you not so good, God will be right there with you. And you'll know and understand that He's got your back. He's watching out for you. He shares with you the true things, true thoughts, kindness. And as the Lord our God helps us go forward in Him, our expectations rise up. The way we see things mature. Our dedication rises up. Our position of victory becomes known. Our authority rises up. And we grow from glory to glory. And the next thing you know, you're stepping out on faith. You're doing things because God said it and not because you feel like it. And some of the things God say, you're going to feel enthused about doing. And some things He give you to do, you may not feel so enthused. But we learn and we grow and we do it anyway. All the things of God is a treasure. Everything that He's given man, every word that He's spoken, it is a treasure to help us go forward and not backwards. So those who dare to ask the Lord their questions and seek Him at His heart and cooperate fully, they're learning things that they can't describe sometimes. And they are blessing the people that will hear them. And the Lord our God knows how you're going to be received and how you're going to submit yourself to Him. He knows these things. He knows what you can receive, and He teaches us at our pace. And He's ready to help us meet whatever need we have. With much to say, He will answer you. And you're going to love it. And He won't stop. He'll continually give you information throughout your life if you appreciate His voice and what He has to say. Now, but those who run too long, they don't know these things. Some people have been saved for years, but they haven't dialogued with the Lord, so they stopped their growing process a long time ago. But as we obey the Lord, we seek Him to not just get Him to do the good things He said for us, but we obey Him too. We love Him. And we learn who He is. We have things to say. We have things to hear. And the Lord our God will help us do it. He will help us with all things. And the Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I don't say any of these things lightly. Repetitiously, yes. Because I made a vow that I would obey God myself. And I would do whatever He give me to do and all the things that's in His heart. So it may be a little repetitious, but that's all right. People need to hear this message, because what's going to happen afterwards is so wonderful that all of these recordings will help others do the wonderful works of God. And Daniel said, those that do know their God will do exploits. So knowing God is a great part of you trusting Him and obeying Him and taking Him at His word. And it will bless you in every way there is. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and bless you deeply. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.